USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have agreed to steps to curtail the influx of Central American migrants into the U.S. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge. Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, giving priority to its southern border.
Also, both countries have agreed to work to improve economic conditions in Central American nations.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
President Trump tweeted, he's indefinitely suspending his plans to impose tariffs on Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Hillary Clinton is mourning the death of her brother. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The former First Lady, Secretary of State, and presidential hopeful announcing in a tweet on Saturday that Tony Rodham had passed away on Friday night, although she didn't reveal the cause of death. She says her youngest brother was a kind, generous husband and father who could light up any room with laughter. Rodham is survived by his wife, Megan, and their three children. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nine people were hospitalized in Boston, some seriously, after the derailment of a Green Line MBTA train inside a tunnel near Kenmore Square. WBZ reporter Chris Fama.
The train, as I know, is still stuck on those tracks, and I did witness some transit police and MBTA officials walking back up into the tunnel, so to speak, to check out the train and try to assess what had happened.
No word yet on the cause of the derailment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A major election season event is being held in Iowa this weekend. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Nearly all the Democratic presidential candidates are there for one of the biggest events of the election season so far. Iowa's Hall of Fame dinner on Sunday in Cedar Rapids will draw over 1,000 Democrats and dozens of media members. Frontrunner Joe Biden is the only major candidate skipping the event. The dinner will cap a full weekend in Iowa that's included candidate appearances all around the state and a candidate forum at a Pride Festival Saturday in Des Moines. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to published reports, the White House tried to stop a State Department senior intelligence analyst from talking facts about climate change science in congressional testimony this week. Norman Ornstein with the American Enterprise Institute says that was very bold.
In this case, what made it so unusual is it was facts, basic facts about what's happening in the climate that are widely believed and have been vetted through science.
The analyst was eventually allowed to talk to Congress, but the administration refused to allow his written testimony to be put into the congressional record. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.